For people tormented by long, dark winters, an extra day in February can come as a cruel blow. But quadrennially it happens. Today, of course, is February 29th, Leap Day. It takes roughly 365 1/4 days for the Earth to make it around the sun, not a tidy 365 as the calendar would have us all believe. So just add an extra day every 4 years, right? Well, even that estimate would leave us 3/4 of a day off the pace every century, so leap days don't happen in years ending in 00, unless they're divisible by 400. And if you still find the leap year confusing, imagine what it was like when the calendar was amended back in 1582. Dr. Jim Lattice is a historian of astronomy at the University of Wisconsin-Madison and director of the UW Space Place.
Reform was carried out by a papal commission once the Pope decided that it was important to do this. And of course, already we're talking about now a leader who's not going to be recognized across Europe. Calendar reform actually came in two parts. One is that you had to drop 10 days out of the calendar in order to move the vernal equinox back to its expected date around March 21st or so. And so they dropped 10 days right out of the calendar. Those days just didn't happen. Then it was going to start drifting again unless you instituted the new leap year scheme where we omit leap years and century years except in the years divisible by 400. So that just happened then, although it had to be promulgated. You had to print up booklets and tell everybody what was going to happen, and the leaders of Catholic countries went along with it. But it wasn't so smooth at all then for the rest of Europe, because naturally Protestant countries viewed this reform promulgated by the Pope with some suspicion. And it was only over a series of centuries, one country at a time, up until England and the colonies in 1752, they sort of fell like bowling pins one after the other, eventually giving up to the bureaucratic problems that came when you'd cross a border and suddenly it would be 10 days earlier or later than you set out.
But the reason this happened in the first place is because the way they were counting the days, you'd have spring, the season coming when spring wasn't really there yet, right?
Well, what would happen is that the year was off enough that the equinox was falling on March 11th instead of closer to the 21st. It's a purely arbitrary thing. We don't need to have our calendar in sync with the seasons. But what would happen, you can see there, is if the equinox was falling then by March 11th, a little bit later the equinox would be falling in February, and given another few centuries and it'll be in January, then that's not how people think of our year proceeding. We want to have our seasons linked to the names of our months.
Are we perfectly synchronized now?
Well, close. It depends on how close you want to be. The reform as adopted brings us to an error of about 1 day in 3,000 years. But that's still not perfect, and so there's been a proposal which will probably be followed, although it'll be a long time, and that is that instead of leap years, we will have common years in the year 4000 and the year 8000.
What's a common year?
Well, a common year is the type of year that we have when we don't have a leap year. That's the ordinary kind. So the years 4000 and 8000 will be common instead of leap years, which they would be by the standard Gregorian rule. So if we skip those leap years, then that will pull us into a calendar scheme that will be accurate to 1 day in about 20,000 years. So it'll never be perfect as long as we are adding and subtracting days, but we'll converge on an accurate calendar.
You know, neither of us are going to be around in 4,000, 8,000, or 20,000, so, you know.
Are you sure? No, but it's good to keep the calendar in sync even on the short run.
Dr. Jim Lattice is director of the University of Wisconsin Space Place. He joined us from member station WHA in Madison, Wisconsin. Dr. Lattice, thanks for joining us, and happy leap day.
Well, thank you very much. Same to you.